You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God, praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Guess what time it is? It's about time for your miracle radio broadcast with Apostle Curtis Watkins, the Power and Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Thank God for this station, radio station, WWBC. Guess what? That's on your AM dial, 1510 on your AM dial. We are so grateful that you're tuning in to the radio broadcast. I want you to know God is still moving. I want you to know God has made it possible for the radio station to bring us into your cars, into your homes. Amen. Hallelujah. Cypress audience, we are grateful for you tuning in to the radio broadcast. Again, this is WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. It's about time for your miracle. Share this with somebody. Wake them up. Let them know, yes, we just came through a surprise storm. But guess what? We made it. We made it. It crept on us, up on us unaware. And that's the same way Jesus is coming. He's giving us warning right now. He's giving us warning after warnings. But, oh, it's just going to appear just like that, same way on yesterday. Some of us weren't expecting that. Oh, we just thought it was going to be a little rain. Oh, but it got harder. Winds got stronger. And guess what? It happened. I want you to know, God bless you. Pastor Romana, my daughter, bless you. Thank God for you. I want you to know God is in the midst of whatever you're in. In the midst of that storm that you're in, God is going to bring you out. It may look like the winds, the waves. It may look like the debris in your life is caving in on you. But you got to know he's going to bring you through it. Do not give up. Do not give out. Do not give in to the trick of the enemy. Because I know God is going to bring you out. I know God is going to deliver you. I know God is going to heal you. But what we must do, put our trust, put our hope in God. He will do it. All we got to do is what? Believe. All we got to do is do what? Keep the faith. Because he will bring us out and he will bring us through. Praise God. Come on with me, my brothers and sisters. If you can, let's go to for a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time. We thank you for another morning that you have woke us up, God, closing our right mind with the activity of our limbs. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, that you allow us to come together by the way of Cypress audience. You allowed us to come together by the way of the radio, Father. We thank you now, God. Hallelujah. We don't take it for granted, Father. So some people laid down on last night in the storm and they went to sleep, but they didn't wake up this morning, Father. But they woke up on the other side in judgment, Father. They woke up on the other side, God. And we thank you today, God, that you allowed us to wake up, closing our right mind, God, having the activity of our limbs, Father. We thank you for those that are on the other side of the dial. We thank you for those on the other side of Cypress audience, Father. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. And we call peace. We call peace. We call peace in their lives. Every circumstance, situation that they're in right now, Father, we call peace in it. And we cause the storm and we speak to the storm in their life to cease now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless your dear hearts. Again, we thank you for tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. I don't care what you're going through with. I don't care what it looks like. It's time for your miracle. It's time for you to get up, stand up, walk, leap, and praise God. Walk, leap, and praise God. Amen. We thank God for you. We do bring you greetings again from the Power of Faith Healer and Delivery Temple, 1219 South Street, located right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. And we thank God for you and you, those of you that are on. Amen. We do thank God for Lady Watkins. Amen. God bless you. Thank God for Church Mother. Amen. Mother Brown. We thank God for our prophetess. Amen. Prophetess Gathers. Prophetess Rita. Prophetess Moses. God bless you all. All our evangelists that's there. Amen. At the Power of Faith Healer and Delivery Temple. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Jamal. My son. God bless you. Thank God. Thank God that God is still moving by his power. Thank God for you all again. Amen. And we listen. We want to thank all of you. I want to give a special thanks to all of you, amen, that came out all week, amen, for the pastor's appreciation service, amen, for the apostle appreciation service. I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart, amen, hallelujah. We want to thank Pastor Apostle Elizabeth Haywood, amen, for coming that Monday night. Oh, my God, did she not preach? Did she not bring the house down? We want to thank God. Amen. Apostle Elizabeth Haywood in Miracle Healing Revival Delivery Center in Palm, Melbourne. We want to thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah to God. It was something in the place. Amen. Then we want to thank New Hope Word of Life, Pastor Pastor Montgomery. We want to thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. She came in and spoke and broke the bread of life to us. And boy, did we not go in. We want to thank Faith Builders, Apostle Antoine Brown. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God, he came in and he built, and we thank God for that word that he brought also. Again, that was Faith Builders, Apostle Antoine Brown from out of Melbourne. We want to thank Evangelist Naomi Koga. Oh, came in like a flame of fire. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Brought that word. Come on, somebody. It was wonderful in the place. I'm telling you, God did just what he said was going to do that week. And then we had Prophetess Carissa Moses. Amen. From Alabama came in. Oh, my God. Hey, my God, that Friday night, it just swept in the place. God moved right there at 1219 South Street in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, in the Apostles' Appreciation. We want to thank you. I want to thank all of you. Oh, then Sunday, oh, my God, Sunday. Oh, my God, Bishop Anthony Hatchett, Apostle Anthony Hatchett. Oh, my God. I tell you, he came in and he towed the arena up where we was at. Oh, my God. I said, yes, I said the arena. Oh, my God. He brought a profound word in there on that Sunday. Closed out the appreciation. It was something in the place. Yes, he did. What a word. Thank all of you to my church family. Thank all of you, all, every last one of you that came, had a part in it. It surprised me. All some of the churches where I fellowship, I've been to their churches. They always there. Pastor Robinson from West Palm Beach. Apostle Queen from West Palm Beach. All around. Apostle Jackson. I just naming some of the ones that I can get off the top of my head right quick. There's so many. I want to thank all of you all. Pastor Deborah. Thank all of you, Pastor Chips and Pastor from his church and family and his wife, Pastor Bridget. Thank all of you all. It was wonderful. God bless your daughter. Hallelujah. Glory. God bless you. I'm telling you, it was something. God did something, and it was great. I appreciate every last one of you all. I tell you, my heart is still made glad, and I'm rejoicing at each and every one of y'all. And again, special to the Power of Faith Healer and Delivery Stepper, thank you all so much. Thank you. Listen, I want to thank you. Listen, we got some great things coming up. Thursday night, we will be in Melbourne. Melbourne, Palm Bay. We'll be in Palm Bay. We just left out of Melbourne. We just left out of Melbourne for a whole week. My God, at Apostle Elizabeth Haywood. I'm telling you, that revival was something. Oh, my God. God moved each night. We just closed out on Friday night. We had a whole week of heaven on earth. God moved in that revival. Thursday night coming. We will be across the street in Palm Bay in the celebration with Pastor Deborah Jones and Deacon Jones. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll be celebrating right there with them. I want you to come over. I want you to come out. I want you to come cross. I want you to come over and watch God do what he says he's going to do. The power of faith, healing, and deliverance temple will be there in, hallelujah, Palm Bay. Come on. At the Living Church of God. Amen. We will be there. The Pentecostal Church of the Living God. We will be there on Thursday night. Tell somebody, bring somebody. All sidewalks, all curves. Hallelujah. All curves, all sidewalks. You can skate. You can drive if you want to, or you could get on a scooter. And I want you to come right on over there at the Pentecostal Church of the Living God. Hallelujah. We're going to be right there with Pastor Deborah and Deacon Jones in their celebration. Amen. Get ready. Coming to West Palm Beach. We're going to be at West Palm Beach. Things are going to be good. We're going to be right there at West Palm Beach with Pastor Dorothy. I'll let you know more about that. Get ready, Jacksonville. We're going to be in Jacksonville. Hallelujah. I'm going to let you know more about that's coming as it comes close. We're going to be there. We got a busy schedule. We're going to be in Carolina. Oh, my God. It's going to be all next month. We're busy next month. Then we're busy in December. I tell you, closing it out. Then also, you know, we still will be in our revivals the second week of each month. We will be in our revivals, closing out the revival for the year. Hallelujah. I've got this heavy-hitting person coming. I'll let you know more about it when we get close to it. Amen. November, it is coming down to the closing down of the revivals for the year. And then we'll start right back up, amen, at the beginning of the year. Hallelujah. We're on the move for God. Amen. We want you to be encouraged. Hold your head up high. Again, we thank all of you. Amen. Keep the bereaved families in prayer. Those that are going through bereavement hour, keep them in prayer that God will see them through. Amen. We want you to be encouraged. Hold your head up high. Listen, I want to talk to you today. I want to talk to you today because the enemy, I'm not giving him no credit. As the storm had came up on us, some of us probably was aware, but from what I'm hearing, nobody was aware of this storm creeping up on us like that. Amen. We probably thought it was just going to be rain, just raining and getting cloudy. But the coming of the Lord, he's preparing us right now. So this is why it behooves us, amen, to get in a safe place in God and be ready for when he comes. The Bible says he's coming like a thief in the night. But we've got to be ready. You got to be ready. You can't be getting ready, but you got to be ready. Come on, somebody. Yes, we was not prepared for this storm. We were not prepared for this storm. Come on. We was not prepared for this storm. Some of us lost power at our houses. Amen. And some of us didn't lose power. Why? Because some of us, they were already ready for the storm. Hallelujah. And in my neighborhood, amen, in my neighborhood, it was so much. And when the lights did go out, they went, it didn't even give no boom. They just clipped off. And all of a sudden, you could hear the people that had generators. They clicked in. And I went into the spirit. I went into the spirit realm when I heard that. I said, my God, it's just going to be just like the coming of you, Father. People are not going to be ready. They're not going to be prepared. This is the preparing time now to get ready to meet the Lord. Come on. We got to stop all this ism and schism. We got to stop all this fighting against one another. Because while we are doing this, the bridegroom is getting ready to come. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to come. And he's going to come. Hallelujah. He's going to come. Will you be ready? Will you be ready? So when the lights went out in my neighborhood and it didn't even make a sound. Last time the lights went out in the neighborhood, it was a boom. But this time it was like you just cut off your light switch. and all the neighborhoods went dark. And immediately, those that had generators, it kicked in. And I said, my God, it's the same way in the spirit. Those that are going to be ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus. And when he come back, amen, we just going to be gone. We're going to be gone. And those that's not ready, they're going to be left behind. They're going to be left behind. I don't want nobody to be left behind. This is why we share this word. I don't want nobody to be left behind. This is why you have an opportunity. Because he said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart, for my spirit don't strive with man always. Come on. Hallelujah. He said, if any man asks, it shall be given. Seek, and we shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. This is the preparing ground right now for the Lord Jesus Christ, for his return, for his coming back. He's coming back. Praise God. And I want you to be ready. Will you be ready, my brother? Will you be ready, my sister, for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? We must be ready. We must be ready. We must live ready. We must talk ready. We must walk ready. Come on, because it ain't going to be no time when he come back to get ready. It ain't going to be no time, but we got to be ready. Be ready, my brother. Be ready, my sister, for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, Apostle, I don't know. I don't know how do I get ready. I don't know what to do, but I'm so glad you asked me right now. What do I do to get ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? What do I have to do? What do I have to buy? What do I have to wear? No, you don't have to buy nothing. You don't have to wear nothing. The Bible says, according to his word, come on, if thou believe in thy heart and confess with thy mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Come on. This is the scripture. This is what the word says. Again, you don't have to buy nothing. You don't have to wear nothing. You don't have to sell nothing. You don't have to make no deal. Come on here. You don't have to sell yourself. Come on. In the midst of trying to get ready. Come on. All you got to do is believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. And listen, you ain't got to be in a certain family to come to Jesus. Oh, my God. Anybody can come to Jesus. Rich man, poor man, Miller man, come on here. Gated community man, people. You don't have apartment people. Whosoever will, let him come. You could come to him brokenhearted. You could come to him destroyed. You could come to him cast down. Come on, you could come to him. Come on. You could come to him the way you are. You don't have to fix up yourself. I just want to talk to them right now. The way you're going through so much in your mind, you don't have to try to figure out, before I come to Jesus, I got to kind of clear my mind. No, come. This is what the scripture means. Come as you are. Come weary. Come wounded. Come downtrodden. Come. Come perplexing your heart and mind. Come with the weight on you. Come on your shoulders. You could come to Jesus and give it to him, and he'll take the weight off his shoulders. You could come, he'll take the depression and destroy out your mind. You're brokenhearted. You could come to him. Somebody hear me today. Come on. Just as soon as that storm came upon you, you're going through a storm in your life. You could come to Jesus, and it's your only way out. It's your only way out today. You could come to Jesus, and he would do what? Forgive you. He will forgive you of your sins, and he will save you, and he will set you free. Come on. Hallelujah. It's not hard. It's not difficult. Come on. You don't have to give up. You don't have to give out. You don't have to give in to the enemy. You can let the enemy know there is hope. I've got hope today. Come on. I got hope today. I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Come on. Thou shalt be saved. Young lady, you don't have to live like that. Hallelujah. Man, young man, you don't have to do what you're doing. Come on. Hallelujah. You can come to Jesus, and he'll save you. He'll bring you out. He'll deliver you. Do I have any witnesses out there? He will deliver you, and he will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. He careth for you. You don't have to walk through that. You don't have to fear. You don't have to fret. Come on, somebody, you may be a truck driver and you're listening to me while you're driving in the mountains. You're listening to me while you're driving on the highway, the freeway out there. Hallelujah. You're in traffic, whatever have you. You're listening to me and you're saying, I don't know what to do. I'm on the road and I'm just driving as my job, but I've got some things going on. Hallelujah. I want you to pull over in the spirit now. I want you to pull over into the spirit, the rest area. Come on with me. Hallelujah. And let God take that load. You carrying a load in the natural and you carrying a load in the spirit. Come on. I want you to lift that load in the natural. Come on. As you lift that load in the natural. Now come on and lift that load that's burdening your heart. Give it to Jesus. He'll bring you out. Give it to Jesus. He'll work it out. You behind bars and you incarcerated and you're listening to me. Come on. You're behind bars and you're incarcerated. Come on. Hallelujah. But you still could be free. Why are you behind bars? You could be free in your mind. Yes, you may have done that. Yes, you may be guilty. Yes, you may have done what they said you do. Then you may not have done what they said you do. You might not be guilty of what they're saying. Come on. But Jesus will give you. He'll give you peace and he'll bring you out. He'll deliver you and he'll set you free in the midst of what you're in. Hallelujah. I just feel like encouraging somebody today. While you're going through, while you yet going through the storm, God will give you peace in the midst of the storm. Hallelujah. Listen, according to what the words say, and we believe, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy cometh in the morning. Praise our God. Hallelujah. I want to read from you to you, and we read it for all the time from the book of St. Luke, maybe these first couple of verses. He says right here, let not your heart be troubled. Come on, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. This morning, what I'm saying to you, believe my brothers, excuse me. Believe, my sisters, believe, because God is able to see you through. God is able to bring you out. No matter what you're in, no matter what storm you're in, do not faint in the day of adversity. God will give you strength to hold out, to come out. Come on. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe. All you got to do is believe. That first verse, I'm just sticking on this. Because a lot of people are fainting. You're fainting by the wayside. You're going through so much. And the enemy is trying to tell you that it is not going to work out. The enemy is trying to tell you that God is not moving fast enough. The enemy is trying to make you lose confidence. And make you lose your hope in God. The Bible says, cast not away thy confidence. Come on. Hallelujah. Cast away not thy confidence. Why? Because God is going to come through. He's going to come through. Amen. Do not give up. Do not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, you'll reap if you faint not. Come on, somebody. This is what the word says. Come on. Say right here. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are what? Many mansions. See, God going to take care of us. He's going to take care of us. Come on, he said. There are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. He went away to prepare a place for us. And I want you to know, you got to be prepared to go to this place. You're not going to go in with all this stuff on you. You're not going to go with all this on your heart. This place is a place of rest. This place is a place of peace. This place is a place of joy. Come on. Hallelujah. This is what the word is saying this morning to us. Let not our heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. You're going through so much and it feels like you can't make it. It feels like the enemy is trying to make you change your confession. The Bible says, cast not away your confidence. And the Bible says, hallelujah, and these are they that came through the blood of the Lamb by the word of their testimony. Don't let the enemy make you change your testimony. Come on. God is still great. He's still good because he prepared a place for us. That where we may, that where he is, that may we may be there also. Come on. Hallelujah. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will do what? He said, I will come again. He's coming again and receive you unto myself. God got us. God got you right there, mother. God got you right there, father. Sister, brother, God got you right there where you are and receive you unto myself. That where I am, ye may be also. God wants you right there where he is. He wants you to have that peace. He wants you to have that joy. He wants you to have that hope. Come on. In him. Trust God. He'll bring you through. He'll bring you out. He'll deliver you. He will heal you and set you free. Come on. Trust God today in the midst of where we're in. Trust him today. He's going to do what he said he's going to do. He's going to bring you out. Come on. Hallelujah. I don't come with tricks. I don't come with gimmicks and try to swindle you and come with swindler prophecies and big prophecies. I'm prophesying to you right now through the word of God. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. You ain't got to pay for this. You don't have to pay for peace. You don't have to pay for joy. You don't have to pay for hope. I'm not saying don't give. I'm just saying listen to what I'm saying. God will take care of you. You don't have to be swindled into different things, these new gimmicks and these new tricks that's coming now. If you trust God, let not your heart be troubled. Come on. Neither let it be afraid. Because God going to take care of us. And he knows them that are his. He knows that you belong to him. God is going to take care. God is not like man. Man will take care of you and talk about you. Man will do something for you and criticize you the next 5 minutes. Man will say, well, if it wouldn't have been for me, man would say, I the one did that. That's what man say. But this is what he said. Come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I ain't going to get no help like this. I'll give you rest. God will give you the peace you need. God will give you the joy you need. God will give you the hope you need. Yes, he will. And he will bring you through it. He will bring you out. Come on. He will deliver you and he will set you free. Come unto me, all ye that are labor. I'm going to say it again. All ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He'll give you rest. He'll give you peace. I wish I had some witnesses out there. He'll give you peace today. He'll give you hope today in the midst of confusion. He, my God, he'll be the peace. That's why we must believe God. And while we're in the midst of a storm that we're in, God can bring you out. God can turn it around. God can turn it around. God will keep you through it while you're in it until he bring you out. You will not fall apart. Come on. You will not fall apart. Hallelujah. You will not fall apart in the midst. You will not lose nothing in the midst of the storm that you're in your life. Don't let your heart worry. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. Come on. Come on. Pull yourself up. Pull yourself up. I'm talking to somebody out there. Pull yourself up. Get it together. Come on. I'm talking to some of your saints that is letting the enemy tell you God ain't going to do nothing. I've been in this for so long. I ain't seeing no results. Come on. I'm not saying that it don't look bad. I'm saying what the word said. Don't look at the circumstances for how the enemy is trying to paint it. Look at it and know that God is still on the throne. Look at it and believe that God has already brought you out. Come on. Everybody going through something. Everybody went through the storm. Everybody was affected by the storm. Every neighborhood was affected by the storm. Whether you got debris, whether you got flooding, whether your lights was out, we were all affected by the storm. But guess what? We came out. We came out the storm. And what do? You clean up after the storm. Uh-oh. God will take you through while you're in the midst of the storm, and then he'll turn around and clean you up and it like you ain't never went through nothing. I ain't got nobody even coming saying amen out here. Because we don't got so used to going through the storm, and we don't got so used to holding on to the debris in the midst of the storm in our lives. But he said, let not your heart be troubled. In the midst of the storm, let the devil know you're not going to take my joy. You're not going to take my peace. I'm going to go through this storm in my life. Why? Because God created the storm. And I'm going to go through it. And he's going to take us through. Because remember what he said to the disciples? He said, let us go over to the other side. He told them to go over to the other side in the midst of it.